According to a 2009 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 25% of adults who have a high school degree or less smoke, 11% of people with a bachelor's degree smoke, and only 5% of people with a graduate degree or higher ever take up the habit. A new Yale University study collected 14 years of data to help explain why this disparity exists. And surprisingly, it has nothing to do with superior intelligence or cognition.
It turns out that everyone knows, actually, that smoking is bad for your health.
That's Vita Marilani, an assistant professor of sociology at Yale and author of the report. She suspects that non-smokers possess from an early age a series of attributes that not only deters them from smoking, but also puts them on a path to college.
Then you start thinking it has to be characteristics of childhood. So things like optimism, decision-making skills, what a psychologist would call self-control. It really comes down to the kinds of, you know, emotional and social skills that a kid has to make good choices.
Marilani says the next step is to figure out which of these attributes deters a person from smoking later in life so those traits can be reinforced in school and at home. The study appears in the journal Social Science Research. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.